crave, and that dark kiss from your cold clay lips, then I'll go from your grave, then I'll go from your grave. My breast, it is as cold as clay, my breath is earthly strong, and if you kiss my cold clay lips, your days they won't be long, be long, your days they won't be long. When will we meet again, sweetheart? When will we meet again? When the oaken leaves that fall from the trees are green and spring up again, again, are green and spring up again. Thank you.
This is traditional ballad singing at its best. We're very proud to have Joy take part in 21st Annual Florida Folk Festival. Now let's welcome the Trinity Trio from Bell, lovely gospel singers Marlene, Darlene, and Arlene Overstreet. The girls have sung for us many times, and we watched them grow right here on the stage. Remember that gospel music is part of the folk process.
Song that we want to do for you tonight is Put Your Hand in the Hand.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water.
Put your hand
in the hand of the man who calmed the sea.
Take a
look at yourself and you can look at others differently. Putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
Every time I look into the holy book, I want to tremble. And when I read about the part where a carpenter cleared the temple, for the buyers and the sellers were different fellows than what I profess to be. And it causes me shame to know we're not the people we should be.
Put your hand in the hand of the man. Yourself and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of a man from a Galilee.
Mama taught me how to pray before I reach the edge of heaven. And when I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm close to heaven. Daddy lived his life with your kids and a wife, and he did what he must do. And he showed me enough of what it takes to get me through.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water.
Put your hand
in the hand of the man who calmed the sea.
Take a
look at yourself and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
Putting your
hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
And now we'll sing I'll Say Yes to the Lord.
Yes, Lord. I will go just anywhere,
as long as
Jesus leads me there.
And I'll say yes to the Lord.
Yes to the Lord.
If he leads
to unsaved friends, I'll say yes, Lord.
Or if it's to
my dearest kin, I'll say yes, Lord.
I will go
up to mountains high,
and I will
follow till I die.
And I'll say
yes
to the Lord.
Yes to the Lord.
I'll say
yes to the Lord forever. I will never stray again. No, never.
Now we'll sing, Oh, What a Happy Day.
Oh, what a happy time
that's sure to be. Jesus is coming after me.
I hear him
calling me away from this old world forever to stay.
And when I
take my Savior's hand in that blessed promised land,
I'll sing and
shout through the endless ages, what a happy day, what a happy day.
Oh,
what a happy day that will be when we get up there.
What a happy day.
What a happy day
when
we climb those golden stairs.
We'll meet with
those who've gone before, James and John and a million more.
What a happy time
that's sure to be. Oh, what a happy day. What a happy day.
And when I
get to heaven fair, I'll see my blessed Savior there.
Crown
upon my head, give me a robe of white to wear.
We'll walk the streets
of purest gold, live forever and not grow old.
What a happy
time that's sure to be. Oh, what a happy day, what a happy day.
Oh, what a happy day.
What a happy day that will be when we get up there.
What a happy day.
What a happy day when we climb those golden stairs.
We'll meet with
those who've gone before, James and John and a million more.
What a happy time
that's sure to be. Oh, what a happy day, what a happy day.
Oh, what a happy time
that's sure to be. Oh, what a happy day, what a happy day.
Now we're going to change around a bit and do a country music song for two friends of ours, Delta Dawn.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on?
Could it
be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky? She's 41 and her daddy still calls her baby. All the folks around Brownsville say she's crazy, 'cause she walks downtown with her suitcase in her hand, looking for a mysterious dark-haired man. In her younger days they called her Delta Dawn, prettiest woman you ever laid eyes on. Then a man of low degree stood by her side, promised her he'd take her for his bride. Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? I hear you say, he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky. To take you to his mansion in the sky.
Thank you.
Another pair of newcomers to the Florida scene tonight are Joe and Jack from Merritt Islands. Let's clap them on.
We're going to sing together, okay? We have one down and one low.
My name is Joe Smith. This is my banjo buddy Jack Piccolo from Merritt Island, Florida. About the largest origins we ever had, other than our wives. That was called Rocky Top. I'm sure you've heard that several times tonight. Okay, this next one is called Salty Dog Blues. We're going to try it. We're going to try. Is that right level?
Sitting on a log, sing a song about a salty dog. Let me be a salty dog.
Call Cindy. You gonna do a little frailing. Try a little banjo solo. This one's called Cumberland Gap. You'll get picks back on it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I forgot to tell you that this is the first time they've ever played for a big audience. Let's give them another hand. Now, let's welcome a lovely little country music singer who's, this is her third time at the Folk Festival. She sang for us this afternoon. We'll welcome her back again tonight, Carol Whatley from Bell.
This first song is about music. It's called The World Needs a Melody. What does just take every little instrument and stick it in together. This world needs a tune that it can hum. Mm-hmm. This world needs guitar that it can strum. This world needs a melody that it can sing, sing, sing. Let's all sing together. In the sweet by and by, we will meet on that beautiful shore. This world needs a bell that it can chime, 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 chime. This world needs a drum to keep the time. Mm-hmm. This world needs melody that it can sing, sing, sing. And let the voices ring. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. Mm-hmm. Now this world needs a reason to clap its hands. Mm-hmm. This world needs a leader for all its bands. Coming all right? I don't know because I can't hear. Okay. Next, I'm going to do a song, and being that the river is not too far by, or too far away, I should say, it's about two Indians, and it's a little bit of a love song, and it's called Running Bear. And they've got two types, and this isn't the nude Running Bear, it's the other one. It's a little bit of a love story. On the banks of the river stood Running Bear, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid. Oh, little White Dove, was her name, and such a pretty sight to see. But their tribes fought each other, so their love could never. of a more up-to-date one, I guess you'd say. It's on an album with Tammy Wynette, and it's what most of country music is usually written about, and it's called Gone with Another Man. Well, I don't mind you going down to the bar and talking about the latest man that you think you are. And if you stay out late and come home a little too tired, well, I don't say a word, everything's still all right. I don't mind you saying you're the boss at home and acting like you're a king on a golden throne and bragging how you got me. One that was written by Earl Montgomery and Tanya Tucker, and she recorded and made a big hit out of it. It's called What's Your Mama's Name? What's your mama's name, child? What's your mama's name? 30-some-odd years ago, a young man came to Memphis asking about a rose that used to blossom in his world. People couldn't tell him and answer his questions till one day they heard him ask a little green-eyed girl, what's your mama's name, child? What's your mama's name? Does she ever talk about a man named Buford Wilson? What's your mama's name, child? What's your mama's name? 20-some-odd years ago, a drunkard down in Memphis lost a month of life and labored to the county jail just because he asked a little green-eyed girl a question and offered her a nickel's worth of candy if she'd tell. A year and some odd days ago, an old man died in Memphis. Just another wayward soul the county had to claim. Inside the old man's ragged coat, they found a faded letter. It said, you have a daughter, and her eyes are Wilson. What's your mama's name, child? What's your mama's name? Does she ever talk about a place called New Orleans? Has she ever mentioned a man named Buford Wilson? What's your mama's name, child? What's your mama's name? What's your mama's name, child?
Now let's welcome Lance Lazenby from Gainesville.
I saw a little kid toying with a coin one night while I was playing in one place, you know, and I was kind of curious about it. And I said, "What's the coin for?" He said, "Well, I've been flipping with my brother." And I said, "What about?" He said, "Well, we flipped to see which one of us would mow the yard and which one of us would come down and hear you sing." And I said, "Oh, you won, huh?" He said, "No, I lost." So with that introduction, you know. Here's one called "It's All Right." Hey, little one, don't you cry. You must be brave, so dry your eyes. You know tomorrow will find me gone, because the wild leads me on. Peace of mind is hard to find. Lots of worries in this heart of mine. Why do I wander so aimlessly and leave the girl that loves me? It's all right, it's all right, it's all right. I'll be back someday. Over the hill, by the setting sun, my love goes back to my little one. Bless and keep her, O Lord above, and send to her all of my love. And carry me, O lonesome train, over these hills, back to my love again. This will be my last time to roam, 'cause down in that valley we'll build our home. Just in time to be too late, my little one got married today. Carry me, O lonesome train, behind these hills to hide my shame. It's all right, it's all right, it's all right. I'll be on my way. It's all right, it's all right, it's all right. I'll be on my way.
Two, three, four, five, six.
I've been having K-pop troubles today, which is the bane of all bad guitar players. But it's all a state of mind thing. You know, I mean, it's like the guy that was creating a disturbance in a bar one night, and they finally got completely sick of it, and the next thing he knew, you know, he looked down and the floorboards were rushing by under him, and there was a swish, and he hurtled over the sidewalk and skidded down about 20 feet of sidewalk and crashed head first into a telephone pole. Of course, he didn't know what that was what it was. So he got up and turned four 360-degree turns, started off and walked right into the same telephone pole again, knocked him flat. And then he got to his knees. That was as far as he could get that time, and he started crawling. And you know what happened? Right back into the same telephone pole. And he stopped, and he lay down on the sidewalk and grabbed the pole with both hands at the base. You know, he says, "Lost. Lost in an impenetrable forest." So you see, it's all a state of mind, I hope. I'll try one more time. Okay, I'll try it. This is a song called Simon Crutchfield's Grave. And I said this afternoon it was quite true. I've got a weakness for country songs that tell stories. And this one tells a real nice story, I think. I remember very well a tale my daddy used to tell about old Simon Crutchfield and a friend. Now Mary was his pretty wife, and they loved every breath of life before they took old Riley Harper in. Now Simon plowed and worked the fields, and Mary cooked their meals, while Riley kept an eye out on the place. Still no one knew just when this episode came to an end. They only knew of Simon Crutchfield's grave. Mary Crutchfield, you should be ashamed. Get on your knees and pray your soul be saved. Riley Harper, if the devil was to blame, why can't you ride past Simon Crutchfield's grave? In the year of 1864, a blizzard came across the moor. All the crops were snowed in, none were saved. And the only way to get to town was a wagon road that wound around and through the woods past Simon Crutchfield's grave. Now some folks say that they lay there at least 6 months or more before an old fur trapper found their bones. And he claimed they wrote their epitaph on the cabin floor, just the way it reads today in Crumblestone. Mary Crutchfield, here lies Mary Crutchfield, for she betrayed the love that Simon gave. Riley Harper, here lies Riley Harper, 'cause he couldn't ride past Simon Crutchfield's grave. Well, I think I better give up on that capo and play a repeat of one I did this afternoon about a sociopath. I'll leave it to the academicians to define sociopath for you, but this is one of those guys that don't never learn nothing. I pulled into the regular pump, feeling quite at ease. I rolled down the window and I told the man, 50 cents worth, please. Then out jumped my partner with his trusty pellet gun. Said, boys, this is a holdup. Keep a pumping and don't run. Now I wish that I was somewhere other than here. Down in some honky-tonk, sipping on a beer. Yes, I wish that I was somewhere other than here. 'Cause that great filling station hold up, it cost me 2 good years. We got $15 and a can of STP, big old jar of cashew nuts and a Japanese TV. Feeling we had pulled the biggest heist of our career. We're wanted men, we'll strike again, but first let's have a beer. Now I wish that I was somewhere other than here. Down in some honky-tonk, sipping on a beer. Yes, I wish that I was somewhere other than here. Cause that great filling station hold up, it cost me 2 good years. We were sitting in the Crystal, about as drunk as we could be. Went in, walked a deputy, and he's holding our TV. He roughed us and he cuffed us and he took us off to jail. No pictures, not a poster, no reward and no bail. Now I wish that I was somewhere other than here. Down in some honky-tonk, sipping on a beer. Yes, I wish that I was somewhere other than here. Cause that great filling station hold up, it cost me 2 good years. Yes, that great filling station hold up, it cost me 2 good years.
Thank you.